As we go through the Sermon on the Mount, it's good for us to remember last week, this week, next week, Ash Wednesday, and then 13 weeks later, when we come back to ordinary time after the Easter season, and we finish it up, that it's one gospel. It's spread over three chapters, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, but every time we hear it, it's good for us to remember what we heard before. Obviously, when we get to, 13 weeks from now, it'll be a little bit difficult to remember everything. And I mention that because this is the apex of Christian living. When St. Augustine and St. Thomas particularly, and certainly there are many others, when they write about Christian morality, they always start with the Sermon on the Mount. And one of the things I always find so striking about the Sermon on the Mount, it includes everything, even though it doesn't have everything spoken about, but it's the way that we're supposed to respond to Christ. And so it started last week with the Beatitudes. And that's so powerful because the Lord is making an invitation to the people who are going to follow him. The commandments have not passed away. When St. Paul speaks, he didn't today, but in other places, that we're no longer bound up by the law. He is not talking about the commandments. He's talking about the Jewish dietary laws and all sorts of things from the book of Leviticus. But the commandments, they do form the foundation of Christian living, and the Beatitudes are the apex of Christian living. And so today, in the midst of the Sermon on the Mount, we have just this small part, which does follow right after the Beatitudes, which are, you are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And if we're living the Beatitudes, we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Christ makes this beautiful invitation to us. He's not beating us with a stick that you must do this and you must do that. But he's making an invitation in love of one who loves us. And the only response, John of the Cross says, to love is love. So when we're presented with the revelation of God's love by Jesus Christ, our response should be love. But I think a lot of people have fear. Not the fear of the Lord kind of fear that comes with the Holy Spirit, but the servile fear of a servant who maybe hasn't done what his master has commanded. And in a certain way, there's a just place to having a fear of going to hell. But that's not what the Lord uses to encourage us to follow him. Instead, he uses his very example of what his followers are to do. And because that's impossible for us to do on our own, which he himself tells us in John's gospel, without me you can do nothing, he then gives us his grace that makes all of this possible. And so I think we have to be very attentive when we listen to the Sermon on the Mount, so we don't make excuses for why we can't be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. One of the excuses we can make is that we're sinful. Well, Jesus thought of that. That's why we have confession, why we can get the very obstacle between us and him taken away from us. Another obstacle can be we don't think we know enough. Well, at the end of the gospel today, the Lord said that you will be the light of the world by the example you give. He didn't say that you had to have a degree in theology, but you have to be a follower of Christ. And then the third obstacle, it's sometimes just plain laziness. We sometimes do not have zeal for the Lord. And when you think of the apostles after Pentecost, they were filled with zeal. And nothing could stop them. When they threatened St. Peter, he says, "Who am I supposed to obey, you or God?" And he just kept preaching. Today we celebrate a saint. We don't celebrate her because it's Sunday. But you want to talk about salt and light. The saint of today is a powerful example of that. Her name is St. Josephine Bakita. Neither of those names were her given name. She was kidnapped when she was 9 years old and enslaved and treated terrible. And her captors gave her the name of Bakita, which means lucky. And it was supposed to be something to afflict her just by the very name they gave her, because she obviously, it would seem, was not lucky. And then one day she was bought by an Italian. And his purpose for buying her was to free her. So he took her back to Italy and he freed her. In the midst of that, she met a very important person, Jesus Christ. And she gave her life to Christ first in baptism and then by religious profession of the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. And she said one day, she gave speeches quite regularly, over 50 years as a religious, and she said, if I could go back and meet my captors, I would get down on my knees and kiss their hands. Because if it wasn't for them, I would never have known Christ. And you think about the things that can make obstacles for us to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And then you think of people like St. Josephine. And it's not to shame us. Her example is to call us out of our, whether it's our sinfulness or our scaredness or our laziness. Because we've met the same Christ that she has. We weren't, and all sorts of people do have crosses, maybe not like hers, but she didn't let her trials and tribulations of life, and they were many, get in the way, because once she met Christ, she was totally for Christ. And she was the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And John Paul II used to remind people all the time that holiness is not something reserved for a few people. By the very will of God, he wants each and every one of us to be holy. And he said once in Toronto at World Youth Day, you are not the sum of your weaknesses and failures. You are the sum of the love of the Father. And when we listen to the Sermon on the Mount and we remember the love that God has for us, we don't have to go out and think it's my light or my salt. It's something we've been given. It's his light, it's his salt given to us to be a light in this world, to be a leaven in this world. And we can ask saints like St. Josephine Bakita to pray for us, that we don't let our sinfulness get in the way, that we don't let our fears and weaknesses get in the way, and that we don't become lazy in what we've received. The great grace of Jesus Christ that makes us the salt of the earth and the light of the world.